tensions continue to rise over the limiting of flights at Dublin Airport. Fingal County Council ordered Dublin Airport Authority to restrict the number of nighttime flights to 65 between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. last week. The order came on the back of what it said were planning rule breaches. Now it's reported the DAA looks set to bring the issue to the High Court. IBEC says what's happening could impact jobs, investment and tourism. Its Head of Enterprise and Regulatory Affairs, Aidan Sweeney, joins us now. Aidan, thanks for coming in on this Bank Holiday Monday. First, you see a negative impact from the enforcement order. What is it?
Oh, good morning, Cian. I think the announcement by Fingal County Council or the letter to Dublin Airport, we see it as it could potentially cause unnecessary disruption to trade and tourism. Particularly for a number of points. One, that they've only given them 6 weeks. This is a serious, complex piece of infrastructure, a national infrastructure, an airport with, you know, it's not just the airport itself, it's the airlines, it's everybody, passengers, it's the freight, it's everything going through the airport. You know, that the movements of the aircraft could be actually limited. You could see potentially flight cancellations, you could see selections for holidays being cancelled, you could see restricted movements of aircraft if this enforcement came within the 6 week window. What we're seeing is the fact is that Fingal had ability to actually extend it to 6 months to allow actually more practical solutions to be put in place.
Now, you say you're concerned that this could impact Ireland as a transatlantic hub, the airport in particular. So what are the exact concerns around that?
So if you look at it, Dublin is already the fifth most connected hub in Europe to the US. What that actually could mean is that actually flights that come in ahead of, you're talking about a restricted time frame between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. So a lot of the US flights will come in earlier compared to headwinds and you name like this. So you can end up actually in a situation that you could actually have aircrafts either not being allowed to take off because they might come in early and flight delays in the US side and potentially fines for airlines. But also you can end up with a situation that planes are circling, our new routes won't be added, our people will not select Dublin as a place to connect through. So you actually see the growth of the further aviation from Ireland. So international passengers might be restricted, new routes might not be allowed to be opened. So that actually hampers the likes of FDI and, you know, those sort of close, you know, important areas.
So it's really those longer term impacts on jobs and investment that you're concerned about.
Yes, but it's also the fact is day to day that the demand is growing in Dublin Airport. So the busiest times are between 11 p.m. and midnight and between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. The restrictions with the after 11 and before 7 a.m. is when the most demand is there. So what we're actually seeing is that since those restrictions were put in place back in 2007, way before the North Runway was built, you actually ended up in a situation that Brexit has happened, for instance. So for business travellers from Ireland, we're seeing is the fact is that we now need to grow our connections to mainland Europe, you know, away from the UK. So I'll give you two examples. For instance, the two big regulatory authorities, the Medicines Agency and the Banking Authority, have been moved from London to Paris and Amsterdam. What we're now actually saying that with the time difference, it's very hard for business travellers to actually make those, you know, within a reasonable time.
Ryanair's Michael O'Leary described the order as stupid and idiotic on News at One on Friday. Do you agree?
Well, people are entitled to their own personal opinions. Our bit around this is the fact is that there's two things. One, that the restrictions themselves, this enforcement order between only giving 6 weeks' notice when they actually could have 6 months, is unnecessary. The second thing that they're not pointing out is that Fingal County Council and the Aircraft Noise Competent Authority, who regulates the noise, accepted and recommended a change to the regulations, you know, back last year. That's now, unfortunately, before On Board Planola. So the delays in On Board Planola are holding up an actually substantial change to the system where they're moving from flight numbers, the crude and arbitrary thing about just the cap on actual number of flights, rather than the issue itself, which is the noise and the volume of noise. And that's actually the approach that the International Civil Aviation Authority organization has actually recommended. That's the approach that other airports across Europe that Dublin's competing with for growth. But it's also the issue for us is to actually look at, is actually the sensible approach to actually how we look at it. That the aircraft, you know, since these regulations were put in place, the aircraft, you know, have gotten a lot quieter. there's a lot more environmentally, less emissions. You're actually seeing the issue for us is actually saying put in a fair, flexible approach to the system.
Okay, but the council says DAA has breached planning permission rules. It has a duty to enforce the law. Is there any way around that?
Well, unfortunately, what we have a situation is our planning system itself doesn't provide a great deal of flexibility and speed. But what we've had a situation is that we need to look at actually how the planning reforms can work. We need to actually have the people to champion Dublin Airport, you know, and the growth that it supports over 116,000 jobs in Fingal. So when it's actually Fingal County Council is against the airport, it isn't. They're benefiting from a lot of the jobs. And in fact, their economic and enterprise strategies are supported the growth of Dublin Airport. What we have is a planning system that's not fit for purpose. So when you're actually looking at the issues for us is that it's not in line with the national planning framework, the Eastern and Midlands Regional Spatial and Economic Strategy, which oversees the guidance of this. What we actually have is a situation as a planning system that, you know, depending on what law was enforced at the time, that's what, you know, takes precedence over at the moment. What we need to be looking at is actually this sensible approach to actually changing it. And that's what Fingal, with the Aircraft Noise Competence Authority, looking at this noise quota system and actually changing the slightly change to the hours of operations would actually have a serious impact, a positive impact, and wouldn't have any great increase in the noise.
Hi, Bex Aitken-Sweeney. Thanks for joining us here in the studio this morning. It's now 17 minutes past 8.